insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا
Have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him?
So we were discussing the 43rd verse of this chapter Furqan. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Would you then be a guardian over him? Previously, dear listeners, we said that in this verse, any other God other than the Almighty Allah is called Hawa, which is the main root of all evil and all idol worshipping. We also discussed the different commentaries mentioned by the great scholars and the fact that the nature of man is having various instincts and desires, and the point is to control these desires. Sometimes they imprison the intellect, sometimes they rule the whole existence of humanity. They take him under their control, and this is when the problem begins. That is why the Prophet of Islam has counted the idol of low desire as the worst idol. The Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, has also considered worshipping low desires, or the so-called sensuality, the source of paganism and faithlessness. The Holy Quran says in chapter Taha, the 16th verse, فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى Therefore, let him who believes not in it and follows his own vain desires turn you away from it, lest you perish. فَتَرْدَى It means the result of following such a person is that you will be perished. Moreover, worshipping low desires is the worst kind of misleading, as the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ Who goes further astray than he who follows his lust without guidance from Almighty Allah? Another matter is that worshipping low desires is the opposite of truth-seeking, and it deviates man from the path of Allah. The Holy Quran in chapter Sa'd, the 26th verse, says, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى فَيُذِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Therefore, judge between mankind with justice, and do not follow desire, lest it should lead you astray from the way of Allah. Furthermore, worshipping low desires prevents justice and pursuit of fairness, since the Holy Quran has mentioned, "Therefore do not follow any passion so that you can deal justly."
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, in brief, when worshipping of low desires rules, there is neither religion nor intellect. There is only pain and disaster in the society. There will be only wretchedness, corruption, and barbarity in there. The phenomena of our life and bitter experiences that we have about others and ourselves are live evidence of all points that we discussed so far about following low desires. In the episodes we were discussing this holy verse, we tried to have a look at the consequences of following low desires throughout the verses of the Holy Quran and also our narrations. We have experienced ourselves who suffer the consequences of 1 hour of worshipping low desires till the end of their lives. Sometimes we have seen young people who, as a result of following their low desires, have become addicted to drugs. And then they have got sexually and morally deviated. And then they're changed into a miserable, worthless, and disabled creature. They have lost all their power and capitals because of following low desires for a few seconds or minutes. But the different verses of the Holy Quran suggest if you follow your low desires, فَتَرْدَى. If you see someone following his low desires, أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. The one who his low desires are governing him, the one whose low desires are ruling him, no one can guide, no one can be a guardian over, even you as the Prophet. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.